The original article, Spontaneous, Persistent, T-cell-dependent interferon gamma release in patients who progressed to long COVID, was authored by Krishna and Lim et al. From the University of Cambridge in the UK. It was published in the Sciences Advances Journal on the 21st of February, 2024. Understanding the pathophysiological mechanisms and identifying biomarkers for long COVID is crucial. This study offers key insights, particularly highlighting interferon gamma as a potential biomarker. Researchers analyzed cytokine secretion across three groups. The first group comprised 54 unexposed donors recruited before October 2019. The second group contained 32 positive controls with confirmed SARS-CoV-2 infection, and the third group included 55 long COVID patients with persistent symptoms lasting at least 5 months. Those recently treated with immunomodulatory drugs, anti-tumor factor treatments, or cancer chemotherapy, as well as those reinfected during the study, were excluded to ensure clear group distinctions. Results showed a significant increase in spontaneous interferon gamma production by cluster of differentiation 8-positive CD8 plus T cells in individuals with acute SARS-CoV-2 infection, which returned to normal in healthy individuals by 180 days. However, long COVID patients exhibited persistently elevated interferon gamma levels beyond 180 days, correlating with ongoing symptoms, particularly fatigue. Other cytokines, such as tumor necrosis factor alpha, interleukin-1 beta, and interleukin-6, showed minor increases, while interleukin-2 and granulocyte macrophage colony-stimulating factor remained unchanged. Analysis of immune cell sources identified CD8 T cells as the primary producers of interferon gamma. Depletion assays confirmed that removing CD8 cells significantly reduced interferon gamma production, emphasizing their importance. Although cluster of differentiation 4 positive, CD14 monocytes were not the primary source of interferon gamma, they were necessary for its production by facilitating antigen presentation. Persistently high interferon gamma levels in long COVID patients were linked to ongoing symptoms, especially fatigue, suggesting interferon gamma as a biomarker for the disease. Monitoring interferon gamma levels could aid in diagnosing and tracking long COVID. Additionally, the correlation between symptom resolution and decreased interferon gamma levels post-vaccination suggests that vaccination might offer a therapeutic strategy. The study highlights the need for further research into cytokines, T-cell activation profiles, and the role of persistent viral or autoantigens in long COVID pathology.